Praise God.
All right. Okay. Let's say this one's on. You know? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Might have a little bit too much monitor. Now, maybe Brother Buster would want that much, but, you know, someone visited our church one time and said, you know, I do not like organized religion. And I said, buddy, you'd really love this around here. Just stick with us. I said, you're going to find out that we're not quite as organized as you think we are. Hey, isn't it good to have Brother Bustard here? Praise God. Let's give him a great big warm welcome as he comes and brings us the word of the Lord.
Love you, man. I love you too, buddy.
And praise the Lord, everybody. And all of God's people said amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. It's great to be back in the fine state of Wisconsin. And now the center of the universe, Madison. Man, I've heard about Madison all over. But you know what? In spite of everything, you're great people. You know, I'm joking with you. I absolutely love Wisconsin. And just a quick heads up to the wonderful people in the control tower over here. In a few moments, I'm going to be reading one scripture, and that will be Romans chapter 13 and verse 1. But just let me say that one of the worst things I do when I come to Wisconsin is Culver's. The nearest one to us is in Dallas. That's a long drive. And but when I come up, that's a priority. And the poor young lady working the drive-through window Friday night when I arrived must have thought, who in the world is this old guy? First of all, I got frustrated because I programmed Culver's into my GPS. To make matters worse, it just became mute on me. It won't talk. I had a problem taking instructions from a lady in the first place, but now I'm missing her. And I argued with the GPS, and I was very hungry. And it was getting late into the evening, and I thought they might be closing pretty soon, and that all, you know, played into it. And I missed the turn. I ended up going back down the interstate about 3.2 miles, had a loop back. So when I finally gave her my order, I decided I was going to go healthy, forego the milkshake. So I ordered the double butter burger combo with the water to drink. But I could not resist the little caramel cashew sundae. So when I drove up, she gives me the sundae first. She said, would you just pull up there and wait? I looked at her with this frightful look on my face. And I said, you're not going to make me sit there and wait and let this melt while the burger comes. So to make a long story short, it was all good. We're glad to be here. My wife sends her greetings. Last November, she and I celebrated 30 years of ministry and marriage. Amen. And in the last few years, my wife has completed, I believe, 4 or 5 21-day fasts. She's too modest to ever tell you that, and I know that that's not the reason why you do fast, but I just want to let you know that the reason why I get to be here is because I have a wonderful wife who's not only beautiful, but she's a spiritual woman who has given her life to our daughters. Amen. But anyhow, it really is good to be here. If you're visiting, would you mind just slip your hand up if you're our guest today? Would you hold it up here for 1 second so that we can swivel our heads around and see you and give you a big hand clap just because you came? You didn't have to come. You were not made to come. You chose to. You had places to go. You had things to do. But on this warm Louisiana, Wisconsin Sunday morning, you came to Calvary Gospel Church, and we just thank you for doing that. And we're going to just preach a few moments, have a great time, and then come on back tonight. I know a little mort goes a long way, but come on back tonight. Amen. And you know our modus operandi. The church puts me in a very comfortable hotel, and I got the church flies me in, but it's my job to try to get the cheapest airfare. Airfares have gone crazy. They are ridiculous. But I flew in here for $362.70. Get out of town. So the church pays for that. And then at the end of the service tonight, I receive a very, very quick seed offering. And it's not a shakedown. It doesn't embarrass a pastor or parishioner. It just gives you a chance to sow. And whatever that is, we go to the next place. And just be mindful and prayerful that the second week of September, we're taking Prophetic Thunder, which is a teaching conference on the gifts of the Spirit and the prophetic ministry. Brother Tenney many times accompanies me on these journeys. And we've done two in Canada, one in Paris, France. Now we're on our way to Lithuania to give them the best of what we have. Amen? And we're hoping that what happens here happens over there. Amen? And honestly, there are times I'd rather give $100 and send somebody. Because there's no novelty. When you've been around the world more than once and you travel as much as I do, there's no novelty there. You really miss the good old US of A. But we're supposed to sow that into other people. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. So anyhow, Romans chapter 13, verse 1. Pastor Grant is a wonderful man. First Lady is a sweet, sweet person. The entire leadership team. To everyone, sound people, let me give you a little heads up. I know this crowd, they might get loud. If they do, don't turn them down. You want to get loud this morning? With your amens, you have our permission. So instead of turning them down, you may have to turn me up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Romans 13, verse 1. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained or set in place by God. Lord Jesus, may your name be glorified in this house. May everyone be blessed. And when they leave, may they say, man cannot do these things except God be with him. Would you lay your Bibles down, your iPads down, your iPhones down with that Bible app and just give the Lord a big, big hand to clap in the house? It took me four more steps than him because he can do two steps to my four steps. Are you going to help me just for a few moments? Oh, come on. Wait. It's Calvary Gospel Church. I know about you. So just go back to being your good old self. Are you going to help me this morning? Is it all right if I preach 20 minutes? Is that all right? Praise the Lord. And we will keep the monitors hot and keep the sound loud because this crowd is going to get loud probably because we've come to lift up Jesus. Now, when I say I'm preaching 20 minutes, that doesn't mean I'm not going to give preeminence to the Holy Ghost. We're going to get out of the way and let the Holy Ghost do his thing. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, despite what is happening in our present world with threats from Tehran, Iran, Pyongyang, North Korea, and other parts, there is no reason to fear because the seat of power is not in Iran, North Korea, or D.C. He sits high, looks low. Heaven is his throne. The earth is his footstool. Ladies and gentlemen, he is God all by himself. Hallelujah to the name of the Lord. Before him there was no other. Beside him there is no one. After him there is no one. He's great God Almighty. No wonder when he arises, his enemies flee. No wonder when you speak his name, demons tremble. Ladies and gentlemen, he can never be impeached, dethroned, voted out, held in contempt.
There'll never be insurrection. That's already been tried. By the way, how's that going for you? I don't know what you've come to do, but I've come to praise the Lord. And of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Ezekiel said, I saw a vision of a house. It had three levels. And the first level was this big, but the second level was bigger than the first level. And the third level was bigger than the first and the second level. Whoever told you that the church is going down the tubes told you wrong. His government and peace, there is no end. Since you arose this morning, the universe has increased in size. And the reason why it got to do that is because God's not in the universe, but the universe is in God. And since God has no beginning or ending, what I mean is, before I left Alexandria, Louisiana to come to Madison, Wisconsin, he was already in Madison, Wisconsin and hadn't left Alexandria, Louisiana. And since the universe is in him and he has neither a beginning nor an ending, it gives the universe room to grow and to stretch and expand. Now let's just talk about his name just for a second here, because the reason why we praise him is not because he has such a fragile ego that if you don't wake up and say, hey, Almighty, you're awesome, he's on the brink of a breakdown. Even if you don't do that, he'll be all right. And on the other hand, something will. The rocks will cry out. But the reason why he has that medium of praise is because when the praises go up, the glory goes down. He's wanting to break in on your situation and take control over your world. And when you praise him, he inhabits the praises of his people. Don't you give him some praise right now. As a matter of fact, I believe that God is not only large and in charge, but he's in control of everything right now. I believe that he is an archangel. Matter of fact, I would not be surprised if Michael is not the angel that watches over the city of David, Zion, Jerusalem. And if Iran launches a missile with a nuclear warhead, that angel can simply swat it out of the sky or pluck it from thin air. And I believe as long as we understand that righteousness exalts a nation, and you cannot have economic recovery without having revival in the family. I understand people are losing their houses, and we hear that every day, and I garner no satisfaction. I empathize with people who get that notice. It's going to be sold at the steps of the courthouse, auctioned off. You have to vacate the premise. We all empathize, but we have a greater problem than losing our houses. We're losing our homes. See, I could lose my house but maintain my home, because as for me and my house, my family, we're going to serve the living God. So as long as a miracle will turn her heart back to God and stand with Israel, I believe that God has set in place an angel to watch over America, a barrier, a hedge. God, restore our hedge. And that angel can move with one flap of its wings from Maine to California, and it too can swat a missile out of the sky. And just a few months ago, North Korea tried to launch one. It probably malfunctioned. Then again, in a clandestine operation, maybe we intercepted it. I don't know, but maybe that angel just simply knocked it from the sky, because it did go into the sea. So I really don't have to preach much longer, because you get a diet of great preaching every week. It doesn't happen when I come here. You're all the time hearing the wonderful, powerful word of the Lord. So I'm just going to begin to cut right to the chase. It doesn't matter what's against you. I have not come to ask you, give me a list of the things that's against you. if God is for you. Musicians, get ready, please. If God is for you, you ought to know the rest of it. You ought to be ready to jump up on your feet and raise your hands and give me the rest. If God is for me, tell me who can be against me. There is no power but the power of God. Greater is he who is in you than he that's in the world. That power is able to give you a new job. That power is able to turn your home around. That power is able to pull cancer up out of your body and put a brand new heart in your chest cavity. I said 20, but we'll do this in 10, and we'll crowd up around here and have a few people walk in here saying, I got healed that Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Stand with me all over the house if you can. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not a power in second place. Let's just wait. Play it softly. Keep playing, please, sis, but just play it softly. There's no power in second place to him. There's not a single demon anywhere that's willing to put on the gloves, step into the ring, and challenge him for his title, because, ladies and gentlemen, he really is the undisputed, undefeated champion of that world, this world, and that world. And when you see Jesus, you will not see a member of a Godhead, because he's not in the Godhead. The Godhead is in him. That's the reason why he can say, take up your bed and walk. He's Jehovah Rapha. The reason why he can say, peace be still. He's Jehovah Shalom. But he's a lot more. He's Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Tzidkenu, Elohim, Emmanuel. He's great God Almighty. But brothers and sisters, we now are that body of Christ. And just as the fullness of the Godhead was in Jesus, that power now resides in the church. Did you hear me, church? You ought to exercise your right to vote. You ought to do that. Absolutely. And no one should have to tell you how to vote. Read your Bible and then vote in prayer and in your heart. Walking in the fear of God and vote. You ought to vote. Absolutely. But having said that, the church right now needs to realize there is no power but the power of God. And if the church sits this one out, we're toast. I'm as busy, if not more busy, than I've ever been. I know that sounds very self-serving, but it's just go, 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 go. And now when I get people that want me to come and I haven't been there before, I don't ask them to fill out a questionnaire like, how big is your church? Because I don't care how big the church is. I go to churches that are large and churches that are a handful. That doesn't play into it. But I ask them, tell me about your passion. Because Brother Grant, I can't waste one weekend on somebody who wants me to come so they can check it out. One young man really got off on the wrong foot. He said, we'd like to come and basically check you out for a weekend. I said, now son, if you want to say that to a young man out of Bible school, you go right ahead. But don't you tell a veteran evangelist of 30 years you want to check me out, because there's nothing to check out. Either you're apostolic or you're not. Because I make no apology for the Holy Ghost moving. We do not relegate the moving of the Holy Ghost to some room on the far side of the campus. We give the Holy Ghost center stage, and we just stand back and say, heal, deliver, fill, speak in tongues, leap for joy, whatever you want to do, go right ahead and do it. Please. Just give me 2 minutes. Because I feel him moving on the inside. I feel him moving on the outside. I feel him from head to toe. God spoke to me as clear as he ever spoke to me. As a matter of fact, I'll go ahead and tell you, Brother Grant. First week of December, God gave me a word. And I prophesied it in a very small church in Louisiana. And I said, God, why would you give me that word? Because I don't have a worldwide ministry as far as a televangelist. God spoke to me and let me know that the word would not return void.
That's right.
And God can use a mule or a rooster. So don't get too uppity if God uses you. Because it's not by the gifts you will know them, it's by their fruit you will know them. It's good to be full of faith. It's better to be faithful. God said, you're going to be, that word, you will prophesy that word to a certain church that has a TV ministry that goes into different worlds, to different parts of the country. I never met the woman in my life. 5,000 to 6,000 seat auditorium, $22 million campus. She's 77 years of age and had been friends with the late Nathaniel Urshan. Jesus name background. The first week of December, I prophesied. The third week of December, she made contact with a mutual acquaintance and said, God woke me up this morning 3 times and said very clearly, you must have Morton Bustard come and preach at your church. So, Brother Roy, I went and preached. When I was through, she said, ladies and gentlemen, today a prophet has been among us. And she told me on the phone, she said, I've never done this ever in the 40 or 50 years in the history of this church. We've never done this. On our TV ministry, I'm the only one that preaches, or my late husband, he's the only one that press preached. We're playing your message January 1, 2012 on Sunday morning. That word has gone to other countries. And then God spoke to me very clearly back at the same location in April. He said, the future of America depends on 3 words. If my people. Does anyone know 2 Chronicles 7:14? America right now is reeling. America right now needs direction. And if you think for 1 minute just voting for the right person is enough, you're gonna mess this whole country up. We've got to hit our knees. We've got to get a firm grip on the horns of the altar. We've got to arise in dominion, power, and authority and speak the word of God. For there is no power but the power of God. And if the churches across America would really pray, we would send a shockwave all around this nation until these politicians that have been bought off would feel the fear of God and say, there's a church praying somewhere. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now we're about to congregate up here. We're about to leave where we're standing. And if you want to start coming, you can start coming right now, members, along with our visitors. But this power can be yours. If you want to receive the Holy Ghost, you can receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit on this Sunday morning. He would just as soon fill you as he would fill anybody. Come on down and lift him up just a little bit.